All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev in Daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on Daf Nun based 2 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Jerry Schiff in honor of his father's first yard site, Dr. Seymour Schiff, Shalom Yechiel ben Rav Yaakov Halevi, Alav Shalom, whose yard site is today, the Shabbat Shev and Aliyah, and we thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to talk about is being Karna Shvisa with somebody else. One of the things the Mishnah had mentioned is that if you don't know of any landmark, you're not familiar with the local landmarks, so you can't declare a particular landmark as your makom shvisa when you're at a distance from your home, but you're traveling with a fellow who does recognize the landmarks, so you could say, I'm with him, and then that guy can be kona shvisa for the two of you together. So we're going to discuss that halacha first, then the Gemara is going to get into what the makar is for alpayim amma, what's the source for the idea of 2,000 amos being the tchum Shabbos, and also we're going to elaborate on the Mishnah's discussion of how to measure those 2,000 amos, whether it's measured with a circle or it's measured with a square. And then we're going to discuss the machlokas in the Mishnah about ikar eruv beregel or ikar eruv bipas. And we're going to have different ways of understanding the circumstances of that machlokas, whether primarily the takanas eruv was to be there and be kona shvisa by being present, or primarily the takanas eruv was to send some food and place some food down in a particular location and be kona an eruv that way. So let's begin 2 lines from the bottom of the page. Daf Nun Amud Beis. Amar Shvisasi Biikara. The Mishnah said, if a person says, my Shvisa should be at the base of this tree, so he identifies a particular spot under the tree. Not like we were talking about yesterday, where it's the entirety of the tree, and that's not specific enough, and therefore it doesn't work. No, he says, Shvisasi Biikara. Mahalik Makom Mimakom Raglav Va'adikara Alpayamama. So you can go from where he is right now to the base of the tree, 2,000 amos, make part of the base, alpayamama. And then as long as it's less than 2,000 amos from there to his house, he can go all the way back to his house. So, nimtza mahalich mishachashecha arbas alaf mama. And then it turns out that he's traveled 4,000 amos from when Shabbos started. So now the Gemara explains what's the case of the Mishnah. Amarava vuhu dechi rightly karo matir. Very important qualification, Rava adds, that this idea that as long as he declares a particular location to be his makom shvi is only works when he has the capacity to run from where he is right now to the base of the tree and get there before dark. That's when saying that he wants to be Kona Shvisa is going to work, and then he doesn't actually have to run as long as he has the capability of doing so, and now he can take his time and walk slowly. But if he's not able to get to the Ikara Shalilan before Chashecha, before it gets dark, even by running, then he's not going to be Kona Shvisa. The Meiri adds, even if he himself is Eini Yachol Arutz, he himself is not able to run and get there, but someone else could get there. Someone else would be able to get there. That's good enough. Meaning, you have to be close enough that it's within range, even if it's not necessarily within realistic range for you. But it has to be realistic human range. That is not the way it sounds in Shulchan Aruch, and certainly not the way it sounds in many Rishonim. Many Rishonim seem to assume that you need to be able to run. The Rambam sounds this way, Shulchan Aruch sounds way, you need to be able to run b'kol kocho and be able to get there yourself. I don't care that that Usain Bolt can get there before Shabbos. You need to be able to get there before Shabbos in order to be kona shvisa, because it's got to be a makom shvisa for you. The Rambam writes ve'in lo ela alpayim ama l'kol ruach mi makom shu omid bo mi kishach hashecha, that if you're not able to get there in time, then you're only going to have 2,000 amos from the place where you're standing. So the Ravid writes on the spot that if somewhere in between the place where you're standing and the place where you're Kona Shvisa, if the space in between is more than 2,000 amos, it's as if you went outside of the Tchum, and then you only have Dalet amos. From the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like even if you're within 2,000 amos of the place you're trying to be Kona Shvisa, but you still only get Dalet amos because you were Oker Daito from the place where you're standing right now. So you're not Kona Shvisa in the place that you're standing right now. The place that you want to be Kona Shvisa, you're unable to be Kona Shvisa because you can't get there in time, you can't run there in time. You're not Kona Shvisa there either, so you're limited to Dalet Amos. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Mashkalokatani. So Abaye challenges Rava. How can you say that he has to be able to get there before dark? The very case of the Mishnah was that Chashkalo, it's already getting dark. No, it would be dark for him to have to go all the way back home. It's too dark. It would be Shabbos by the time he'd get all the way back home. But to get to the base of the tree, that he'd have enough time to get to. That's the case of the Mishnah. Igda Amri, another version is Amar Rava, Chashkalo Kimaski Kali Kali Avul Royet Mate. That Rava answered Abaye's question differently. When the Mishnah says Chashkalo, that means that when he goes very slowly, it's Chashkalo. But it wouldn't be Chashkalo if he would run. So again, Abaye challenges Rava, how can you say that he has to be able to get to the tree before it gets dark? The Mishnah says Chashkalo, doesn't the words Chashkalo mean that it would get dark by the time he gets to the tree? Answer number one of Rava is that no, Chashkalo means it would get dark by the time he gets home. Answer number two of Rava is Chashkalo means it would get dark by the time he got to the tree if he wasn't running. But if he would run, he'd get there before it got dark. So now the Gemara brings a story relating to a person being Moser Shvisa to somebody else, telling somebody else, I want to join with your Makom Shvisa. Rabbi Rav Yosef Kaazli Borcha, Rabbi Rav Yosef were traveling on Erev Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Rav Yosef Te Shvisa, Seinu Tusei Dikla Desavalachuha, that I want to be Kona the Shvisa, but underneath the particular dekel tree that supports the other dekel trees. Meaning, there was a known dekel tree that was the anchor of, I guess, the dekel orchard. And he says, that's the one. So everyone knew which dekel tree that was. That was a landmark. Va'amrila, and some say that the way he said it to him is, Tuse dikla deparik mare mikarga, that under the dekel tree that exempts its owner from paying taxes. Meaning, it produces so much fruit that the owner of that dekel tree was able to sell the payroll of that dekel tree, and he's able to pay all of the taxes that he owes based on that dekel. So Amalei lo yadanalei. So Rav Yosef said to Rabba, sounds great, I have no idea which dekel you're talking about, I'm not familiar with the area, I don't know about any landmarks. So Amalei, Rabba said to Rav Yosef, smoch alai, okay, so rely on me and I'll be kona shvisa for the two of us. Detanya, because after all we have a bright. So Rav Yosef, Amar ma yushnayim echon makir v'echshen makir. If you have two people traveling and one of them is makir a particular landmark and the other one is not makir, he's unfamiliar. Zesheinu makir moser shvisa salamakir. The one who's not familiar with the landmark can be moser shvisa, can rely on the one who is makir the landmark. And zeshe makir omer te shvisa seinu b'makom ploni. And then the guy who knows the landmark is able to say that let our shvisa together be in that makom, and they're both kona shvisa in such a case. The Gaon Yaakov is not sure whether that din of moser shvisa so to a makir is only when the makir also wants to be kona shvisa. Meaning, can you make someone your shaliach to be kona shvisa by declaring a particular landmark when the fellow who knows it has no intention of being kona shvisa in that location? He's happy with where he is right now, with his makom shvisa where he is right now. He just wants to help you out. So is it that you can latch on to his kinyan shvisa, or that he could be your shaliach as long as the shaliach is familiar with where the makom is? So that's the suffix velohi. But then the Gemara says that which Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi is the one that said this din, that you could piggyback on someone else's kinyan shvisa, not true. Lo tana leka Rabbi Yossi. The rabbi did not tell Rabbi Yosef this din in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Eliki hechi de lekaba leminei. Meaning, he did tell it to him, but he only told it to him in the name of Rabbi Yossi in order that he should be mekabel the halacha. Mishum to Rabbi Yossi nimuka imo. Because everyone knows, oh, he's passing like Rabbi Yossi, it's kalal and halacha, that Rabbi Yossi is nimuka imo. So he made it up. Rabbi Yossi never said it, but it's the correct halacha, and he wanted him to listen. He wanted Rabbi to listen to the halacha, so he told him he wanted Rav Yosef to listen to the halacha. So he pretended that Rav Yosef said it, and that way he knew that he wouldn't have an argument. Wow! So that's kind of stunning. So the Magen Avraham writes in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Vav that from here you see that if you know something to be a halacha to be MS, and you know that no one's going to believe you and no one's going to trust you, or somebody's not going to accept it, you could say it in the name of an Adam Gadol in order that there will be Mekabalit. So if I know that no one's going to listen to what Leibowitz has to say, so I could just say, don't worry, Ramesha Feinstein Paskin this way. Oh, Ramesha held this way, no problem. So then I'm allowed to do that, says the Magen Avraham. So the Achronim all ask on the Magen Avraham. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Dav Chav Zayin and Beis, someone who says something B'Shem Chacham that you didn't learn from him is Garim L'Shechina Shetestalik Mi Yisrael. That causes the abandoning of the Shechina from Klal Yisrael. So just just like Omer Davar B'Shem Omro is a wonderful thing, but Omer Davar B'Shem someone who didn't say it is a very terrible thing. You're generally not supposed to do that. So the Achronim have a number of Mahalchim. The Eliyahu Rabbah over there in Simen Kuf Mem Vav gives a number of suggestions. Number one, he says maybe the Heter is only when they would not be Makabel otherwise, if you wouldn't say it B'Shem Rabbah, but if they would have been Makabel anyway and you just want to be told about them Gadol, that you're not allowed to do. That's what the Gemara in Brachos was talking about. A second possibility, he says, that the Heter is only when it was given Stam, when it wasn't said in the name of another Gadol, meaning the point of emphasis of Gorim L'Shechina Shetestalik is that you're robbing it from the Bal Meimra, that if somebody actually said it and you're attributing it to somebody else, so that's not fair to the Bal Meimra. But if it's just about getting the MS out there, getting the true Psak out there, and it was said B'Stam, so you're allowed to attribute it to somebody. A third possibility is that it's dafka, that which you say from your own svari, you're not allowed to say b'shem someone else. But if someone who heard me from someone else, he's allowed to say it even b'shem a chacham that he had not heard it from. Meaning, don't attribute your own things to a great chacham. But if you heard it from a great chacham, but you know that this person is chassid of type A, and he would never listen to the rebbe of the other chassidus, who's a gevaldik tam chacham, but he would only listen to his own rebbe. So you tell him that his own rebbe held that way. I don't know why no one just says that it has to be something that you know that the chacham would believe, would agree to it, because it's a universally accepted thing. It's just not something that you ever heard from that particular person, and you know that the person needs to hear it in the name of somebody. As long as you know that it's something that they would agree to, the Maksa Shekel says that if you know that it's absolutely true, he says something similar to that. That it's something that there's no pickbook bedover, that it's absolutely MS, or you know that the rav that you're quoting about it wouldn't mind being quoted about this, then you're allowed to say it b'shmo. Otherwise, it's Gorim L'Shechina Shetestalik Miyisrael. The Tosas Yomtov in Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh and Maseches Brachos in the fourth paragraph of Brachos asks how you could say sheker in order to be Makabel Devarav. Meaning, he says, I don't understand. It's still sheker. So in the Chuvas Rav Pa'olim, he says you have to say that there's no iser to be Meshaker if you do it in order to be Mamed Davar Al Amito. Meaning, MS is could be viewed in the narrow, with a narrow view, or it could be viewed broadly. So MS not only means that the words that I'm saying right now are true, MS also means that the message that's getting out is true, and that the Torah's MS is being understood properly by people. So if the words I'm saying right now are true, but that's going to cause a lack of general understanding of Torah's MS, so that's more sheker than it is MS. So that's not a violation of lying. That's adraba. That's actually doing the MS. In the Pnine Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes a Chuvas Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer writes in Chelek Vav Simin Nun Tes. Apparently, someone asked the Chasam Sofer about that which Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, that the Zohar is not really all Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that there are some teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai sprinkled in with a lot of other teachings of other people. So they asked the Chasam Sofer, what do you think about that? So the Chasam Sofer apparently said, I got to look this up, that Dover Godel Diber Anavizal, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden said something that's a very major idea, and Halo Yishtom Muroav, people who see it will be surprised, but this is included in what the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, that in Bikashta Lichanik Tola Be'ilan Titla Be'ilan Gadol, that if you want to choke someone, you hang them on a large tree. So that's where the Magen Avraham learns this idea from, that you're Tola Be'ilan Gadol in order that people should be Mekabalit. Sounds like he's saying that Ein Achinami, but it's MS. Everything in there is MS, so they attach it to the teachings of Rishon Bar Yochai. They're somehow related to the teachings of Rishon Bar Yochai. Got to look that one up. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Im Einu Makir O She'enu Baki, if a person doesn't know the particular landmark, he's not a Baki in the local area. So Haniel Payimama Hechon Ksivan. Where do we get this whole idea of 2,000 amos being the Tchum Shabbos? So says Mar Detanya, we have a brisa based on the pasuk. Pasuk says Shvu Ish Tachtav. So Tachtav means your dalet amos. Elu Arba Amos. That's a reference to the person's own space that he needs, and we already discussed where we get that a person's space is dalet amos. Al Yetze Ish Mimikomo. And then it says Al Yetze Ish Mimikomo. What's a person's mikomo? Not his Tachtav. Shachtav is Dalar Amos. But Mekomo, Elu Alpayim Amah. That's 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. So Minalan, how do I know that Mekomo means Alpayim Amah? Sam Rav Chisla, Lamanu, Makom Mimakom, Umakom Minisa. It says by Tchum Shabbos, Al Yitzayish, Mimakomo. We learn the word Makom that it says over here from the word Makom that it says by someone who kills Bishogig, where it says, Vesamti Lacham Makom, Asher Yanus Sham, Shama, and since over there the pasuk says the word Nisa, so we learn from there from Gzer Shava the pasuk of Al Yetzayish Mimakomo, and now we can learn that pasuk as if it says the word Nisa in the pasuk of Al Yetzayish Mimakomo, and therefore Venisa Minisa Venisa Migvul. Once we learn Al Yetzayish Mimakomo is as if it had the word Nisa in the pasuk, we could then learn from a Gzer Shava to another Nisa where it says by Horig Bishkaga as Gvulir Meklato Asher Yanus Shama. So since the word Gvul is used in that pasuk, so now we could bring the word Gvul back to the pasuk of Al Yetzayish Mimakomo, Ugvul Migvul Ugvul Michutz. Now that the word Al Yetzayish Mimakomo has the word Gvul in it as well, we can learn Gzer Shava Gvul from another pasuk, where the pasuk says Umatza Oso Goal Adam Michutz Ligvul Ir Miklato. And that word, that pasuk not only has the word Gvul, but it has the word Chutz in it. So now we could pretend that the word Chutz is in our original pasuk of Al Yetzayish Mimakomo. V'chutz Michutz. And once we have the word Chutz in the pasuk of Al Yetzayish Mimakomo, or we could treat it as if the word Chutz is there, we can learn Gzereshav from the word Chutz that it says by the Migrashei HaLevim, by the area surrounding the cities of Levim, the Chsiv, because the pasuk says Umadosem Michutz La'iras Pa'as Kedma Alpayim Amah, that it identifies 2,000 amos of area around the cities of the Levium. So since once you have that Gzerish of a chain, you can bring the words Alpayim Amah back to our pasuk of Al Yetzayish Chutz Mimakomo. So says Gemara V'Nelef Mikiri Ir V'Chutza Elef Amma. Once you're going to learn Gzeirah Shava, how do you know to learn from Alpayim Amma? There is another measurement given in that same parsha in the previous pasuk where it also uses the word chutz. It says Mikirir v'chutza, and the next words are not Alpayim Amma, but Elef Amma. So shouldn't we say that Tchum Shabbos is Elef Amma, not Alpayim Amma? Says Mar Donin Chutz Michutz Ve'in Donin Chutz Michutza, that we'd rather associate the word Chutz with the word Chutz and not with the word Chutza, because then they're a little bit off. If we can make a Gzer Shava with precise words, that's the way it's supposed to be done. So frankly, Mar, really? The Gzer Shava has to be made with precisely the same word? Didn't Debei Rabbi Shmuel teach us V'shava Kohen Uvava Kohen Zui Shiva Zui Bia, that the pasuk by Nige Batim talks about the Kohen coming into the house, and it says Veshava Kohen in one context, it says Uva Kohen in another context, even though those two words are not the same word, but they mean the same thing, so therefore we are able to use them for Gzera Shava. But don't you see from there that the words do not need to be precisely the same words in order for it to be a valid Gzera Shava? Gon Yaakov points out, we could have asked from Rav Chisda himself, who learns Gzera Shava of Al Yetzi Mimakomo from Visamtilach Makom. So Mikomo from Makom are also not precisely the same words. But the Gemara would rather ask from Shava Kohen and Va'a Kohen to tell us that it not only precisely the same words, not at all the same words, you're even allowed to learn Xer Shava. So we're asking the question even stronger, meaning we just said, oh, you can't learn Chutz from Chutza. To ask on that, we could say, how come you can learn Makom from Mikomo? Chutz and Chutza, the same shards, just like Makom and Mikomo. But we want to ask even better. You don't even need to be in the ballpark. It could be Vishav, Uva. The words are totally different words. And it could still be a Gzera Shava. So says Gemara, Nahani Miliach Adalaka Midi Dedamile. Avleich Adika Midi Dedamile Midi Damile Alfinan. There is no rule that a Gzera Shava, the words have to be perfectly aligned, but the words have to be the best words that you can possibly use, the best eligible words to use for that Gzera Shava. So when you have a choice to either learn Chutz from Chutz or Chutz from Chutza, obviously you would associate chutz with chutz. But when you have no other options, so then it could be even words that mean the same thing, like vishav uva. Just to mention parenthetically, because this comes up all over Shas, vishav akoin uva akoin zui shiva zui bia, it's like at the tip of our tongues, we always mention that gzera shava. So what's that gzera shava actually about? What's the case of vishav akoin uva akoin? So just a little bit of background of what the gzera shava is about, that it's explicit in the Torah's Kohanim and Parshas Metzora. Torah by Nige Batim. The halacha is, if you see a Nege and a Bayis, so you need to be maskir the Bayis for a full week, and if after that Hesker, that period of closing off the house, the Nege extends a little bit from beyond what it was originally, so you need to peel away the stones where the Nege was from the walls of the house, and put it, replace it with other stones, and then close off the house for another week, and if after that the Nege comes back, even if it didn't spread beyond its original size, but it now returned after you peeled away the stones, then you need to take apart the entire house. And in the case where the Nega did not spread after the first Hesker, so then you don't have to be Choletz the Avanim, you just maskir the Bayis for a second week, and if after the second week the Nega spread, so it's not explicit in the Pasuk whether you need to then be notates the Bayis, or you could be just Choletz the Avanim, can you just take off those stones and close it off for a third week? So that's not clear. What happens if the Nega didn't spread after 1 week, you're maskir the Bayis the second week, and then it spreads. That's not a clear Chumash what you're supposed to do. Do you rip apart the whole house, or do you just take out those stones? So that's what the Braisa says. We have a Gzera Shava. By a Nega that spreads in the after the first week, it says Vishava Kohen, and by that case, if by a Nega that stays the same after the first week, it says Uva HaKohen. So we learn in Gzera Shava that just like a Nega that spreads after the first week, you're able to just peel away those stones and be maskir the Bayis for an additional week. So too, if the Nega only spreads after the second week, you don't have to knock down the whole house. You could do the same thing. You could just peel away those stones and then lock up the house for another week and see what happens. So that's the original source of this idea of Vishava Kohen, Uva HaKohen. Okay, so now Alpaya Mama Agulos. We said that the Alpaya Mama that we're talking about over here should be circled out, a circle of Alpaya Mama, where it's equidistant to every space, every area on the edge of the circle, meaning you're never allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos from where you are. So that's Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. But the Chum said, no, Meruva'os, go due north, due south, due east, due west, 2,000 amos, and then make a square out of that, which means in the corners you're going to be able to travel way more than 2,000 amos. So the Gemara explains what the basis of this machlokas is. So Chinin ben Antigonus, manavshach. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Shitas Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus, e is like Gzeres Shava, if yields of the Gzeres Shava that we learn from the Pasuk of Umadosim Michutz Lir as Pa'as Kedma Alpaya Mama from the Migrashe Halavim. So why would he yield that the Alpaya Mama are Agulos? Peos ksivan. The word that the Pasuk uses is pea. Pea means a corner. Circles don't have corners. So isn't it obvious from the choice of phrasing of the Pasuk that we must be talking about a square? And he less like Gzer Shava, and if he doesn't hold the Gzer Shava, and therefore he gets to ignore the word peos, Alpayamama minale. Where does he get the whole idea of 2,000 amos? Meaning the basis of Alpayamama is this fancy Gzer Shava that utilizes all these words that brings us ultimately to the Migrashe Alevim. So the Elam is like Gzer Shava. No, he holds the Gzer Shava. What does the word peos mean? So Shaini Acha da Amakra Zeh Yelchem Migrashe Ha'arim. Lazeh Atanosin Peos V'Atanosin Peos Shav Shei Shabbos. That while on the one end we have a Gzer Shava that tells us we could take the Halach of Migrashe Alevim and apply it elsewhere and apply it to our case, on the other hand we also have an issue. On the other hand, the Torah, when it talks about the Migrashe Alevim, has a miut. It says Zeh Yeah, which sounds like it's only a halacha by Migrashe Alevim. So how do we balance the two? How could it be a halacha that applies to Tchum Shabbos and also a halacha that only applies to Migrashe Alevim? The Alpaya Mama idea, that applies to Tchum Shabbos. Precisely how we measure the Alpaya Mama, that you do it with pails, with a box, with a square, that's only by Migrashe Alevim. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus, why don't they have the word Zeh in the Pasuk also? Shouldn't they also darshan that miyut of the Pasuk? So Tani Rabbi Chananya Omer, Kazeh Yuhu, Kol Shosei Shabbos. They darshan the word Zeh not as a miyut, Adrama. The word Zeh is an expansive term, that just like you measure Migrashe Alevim as a square, you measure everything Shabbos related as a square. So Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Amavir, Abraham's Pushas Rabim, Einu Chayiv, Atshamavir, Hein, V'alach Sonan. It turns out, according to the Rabbanan, that even when it comes to Dal Ramos, the Yisrael being Mavir, Dal Ramos, Pushas Rabim, you're only Chayiv if you're Mavir more than Dal Ramos. To the angle of a square, that would be around a circle that were Dalet Amos, because all of Dine Shabbos are made like a square. So that's based on the Sheet of the Chum, because Zeh Yukol Shosei Shabbos means all Shirim of Shabbos have corners. So we're Modeh Dal Payamama of Tchum Shabbos Mruvaos and not in a circle, and we're Matir to go, therefore, 2800 Amos. So that's the din by Dalet Amos Pershas Shabbos as well, that it's the Ribua and not in the eagle, and therefore you can go more than Dalet Amos. You can go five and three-fifths Amma, which would be the squared off corner of a circle. So Amar Rav Papa Badiklan Rava. So Rav Papa commented, you know, Rava tested us once to see if we know the right answer. He was giving a bechina in yeshiva. Amud b'rishusram gava asara v'rochav arba'a. Let's say you have a pillar in Rishusram that's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, whereas a din of Rishusay Yachid. So tzarech hein v'alachson or low. Do those 4 tvachim need to be 4 tvachim squared? What if it was a circle of 4 tvachim? So would that also have a status of a Rishusay Yachid? So v'amrin alei, we responded to Rava, lav hainu to Rav Chananya. Isn't this exactly what Rav Chananya spoke about? The Tanya Rav Chananya Omer, kazeyuhu kol shovse Shabbos, that all measurements of Shabbos have to be squared off, and therefore by the amud as well, by the post in the Rosh Hashanah that's 10 tfachim tall. But if it's a circular post and it's only 4 tfachim, then it's not going to be a Rosh Hashanah. It has to be a squared off circle that would have been 4 tfachim, which would mean that it has to be 5 3/5 tfachim by 5 3/5 tfachim to count for Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim raised the question, the Rashba raised the question, why does Rav Papa need to be poshe to the Shailah of Rava from Rav Chananya? He could have just said it from the Chacham in the Mishnah, that Alpayim Amma of Tchum is Meruvaos, so that's it. So you see that Meruva, that when we talk about measurements, it's Meruvaos, and also the Kashan Rava, why would he give a Bechina to Rav Papa with something that's a Mefurish Mishnah? It's Mefurish in the Mishnah that is supposed to be Meruvaos according to the Chacham. So the answer, the obvious answer, the Rashba points out, is that the Mishnah was only talking about Alpayim Amma of Tchum Shabbos, and one might have thought that that's a special kula by Tchumin, Tchumin Drabanan, so maybe we have a special kula that we allow you to measure more liberally by making a square around the circle. But maybe when it comes to the basic definition of Rishuyos HaShabbos, it comes to something fundamental, like on a Daraisa level, what's a Rishus HaYachid, what's not a Rishus HaYachid, so that I would have thought that you have to be Machmir, that, or whatever you call it, a Chumr or a Kula, but you have to be you have to be precise, and it's 4 tefachim even in a circle. So that's the comment of the Rashba, why the Mishnah is not good enough. Now the Gemara had said Amar Rav Papa Bodik Lan Rava. So in the Yalkut HaMi'iri he says that that was the derech of Rav Papa to speak about himself Balashan Rabin, because he didn't say Bodik Li Rava, that Rava gave me, but Badak Lan, he gave us. So we raised the question that in the Zohar Chadash, he says you're not supposed to speak about yourself, Blashan Rabin, that it's a Derech Yuara. So he says it could be that Rav Papa Taka wasn't alone, that he was part of a whole chevra of people that were learning about Rava. So Badak Lan Rava. So he was just speaking in a literal sense, that it was that it was more than one person. But that which he says in the Zohar Chadash is in Parshas Bereishis. On the Pasuk, the basis for it is the Pasuk Nasa Adam Mitzvah Salmenu Kidmusenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about himself Balashan Rabba. So they say that it's like a melech that's sholeit on everything. So he wants to show that everything, he includes everything, and he's and there is no other opinion, that the whole existence is all under his will. So that's when you speak Balashan Rabbin. So that's why the Zohar writes that the Zohar HaKadosh writes that it's a violation of Yuara for a human being to speak Balashan Rabbin. In the Sefer Chassidim, he says that it's Derech Anava to speak Balashan Rabbin, because we find the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yoshua, Bechar Lanu Anashim, to show that it's not all about me, it's for the group, that whenever I'm speaking about myself, it's never really about myself. I would imagine that this is cultural, that it depends on how people take it, that if in the language that you're speaking, people take it as a Derech Gaiva, so then it's Derech Gaiva. If in the language that you're speaking, people take it, Derech Anava, the Mistama is Derech Anava. So then we had a discussion in the Mishnah where Rav Meir said that only an ani should be ma'ariv baraglav, otherwise you're supposed to use bread. But Rav Yehuda said, nah, echad ani, echad ashir. The whole idea of using bread is just to make your life easier, that you don't have to show up to make your eruv. You can even send bread. But the ikar eruv is really baragel, according to Rav Yehuda. So I'm Rav Nachman, machlokas bimakomi. The machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is in the case where a guy says, teishvisasi bimakomi, that he wants to be konashvisa where he's standing right now. That even in such a case, Rav Meir holds that only an ani who's traveling is allowed to do that, but an ashir who's not traveling, definition of ani and ashir over here doesn't mean poor and rich. Ani means someone who's traveling, ashir means someone who's home, so he has access to whatever he has, assuming that he has at least the basic of two sudos. So Rav Meir savar ikar eruv bepas. Rav Meir holds the ikar eruv that chamor mesakin to be called a shvisa is by putting bread down in the place where you want to be called a shvisa, not by going there by foot. And ani who dakil rabbanu lavei. So someone who's traveling, who's an ani, the rabbanu are makil that he could be ma'ariv baraglav without pas. Aval ashir. But a person who's home, lo, then he's not allowed to be ma'ariv baraglav. He has access to his bread. Let him make an eruv with bread. Rabbi Yehuda savor ikur eruv beregel. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The ikur eruv is beregel, and therefore echad ani veechad ashir. Anyone's allowed to be koveya his shvisa by just being there. Avol b'makom ploni. But if he wants to be koveya shvisa, not where he is right now, but in some distant location, divrei akal ani in ashir lo. Then everyone is going to agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that only an ani, only someone who doesn't have access to bread right now, the chamar makel to be ma'arev biraglav. But an usher would not be able to do so. The Zui Sha'amrus. Now the Rav Nachman explains what based on the way he just formulated the machlokas, that if your person is saying that bimakomi, then that's a case where you have machlokas. But if you're going to say that bimakom ploni, everyone's going to agree that ani in ashir lo. So now he has to touch up the rest of the Mishnah based on that understanding of the machlokas. So when the Mishnah says v'zoi sha'amru that an ani is ma'ariv baraglav, sounds like an erev baregel is not really meikar adin. It's a special kula man katanila. Who holds that way? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds ikar erev is bepas va'aheya ka'i. And on which din is he going on? Aino makiro she'ino baki ba'alacha. He's going on the safe of the Mishnah. It's talking about a person who doesn't have a makom shvisa that he easily recognizes, or he's not a baki in halacha, and he doesn't know that he's able to make an erev in that way. So he's koveh shvisa in the place where he's standing right now. So that's where Meir says that even such a shvisa where he's koveh baraglav is only for an ani where the chacham are makil, but an asher cannot be ma'ariv unless he uses bread. That's the ikur din erev is bepas. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that erev bepas is only to make life easier for the ashir, but it's eruv baraglav is the ikur. So it sounds like the ikur din eruv is baraglav not bepas. So man katanila, who's the author of that line? Rabbi Yehuda. That's got to be Rabbi Yehuda who holds ikur eruv is baraglav, and therefore bein ani bein ashir are allowed to be ma'ariv baraglav where they are standing right now. The chum were only misakin the din of putting down bread to make life easier for the ashir, that he doesn't have to go and be ma'ariv baraglav. He could send a shliach to do it for him, as long as the shliach brings some bread. But that was a special kula that we have dafka for an ashir. But that's from Nachman's understanding. Rav Chista Amar machlokas b'makom ploni. No, the case where a mayor of Yehuda disagree is where you identify makom ploni as the place for your eruv. Rav Meir savar ani in ashir lo. Rav Meir holds that only by an ani are we makil that he could be koveh shvisa in such a way. Av Rav Yehuda savar echad ani ve'echad ashir. And Rav Yehuda says no, everybody could do it. Avol b'makom me, if you say I want to be koveh eruv makom shvisa right here, then divrei akol, then there's no machlokas echad ani ve'echad ashir di ikar eruv beregel. Then everyone would agree you could do that if you're standing right there. For sure you could be koveh shvisa because the ikar eruv beregel, and the even an ashir could be koveh shvisa baraglav in such a case. You don't have to put bread there. So now, based on Rav Chista's understanding of the machlokas, let's touch up the rest of the Mishnah. Vizui sha'amru when we say Vizui Shamru Ani Ma'ariv Baraglav, that it sounds like that's not the Yikr Din of Erev. It's only a special leniency for an Ani. Man Katani La Rameir. That's Rameir talking. In which case, Misha Baba Derech V'Chashchalov. That's talking about a case of someone who's traveling and he sees an Ilan or a Gether, some landmark at a distance. So when you were trying to be Kona Shvisa at a place that's distant from you, that's where a mayor says only an Ani could be Ma'ariv Baraglav, but not an Ashir. But if you were being Kona Shvisa right there on the spot where you are, even an Ashir would be allowed to be Ma'ariv Baraglav. And then when the Mishnah goes on to say, V'lom Ramarim Pas El Lahakel, that the whole idea of being Ma'ariv Pas is just to make life easier for the Ashir, but really the Iker Erev is Baragel, Man Katani La, who's the one that says that? Divrei Akal, everyone holds that. Even a mayor is Moda, that the Iker Din Erev is Baragel. So you have to say that the Chum were only Misakin, the Din of Hanachas Pas, to make life easier for the Ashir, that he shouldn't have to be Matriach himself to be Ma'ariv Baragla, that he could send Pas through a Shliach, and that would be good enough. Tosus raises the question that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the way Rav Chisda understands him, that even an Ashir can be Kovea Shvisa at a distant location, Al Yedei Amira, so what's the Kula that the Chum are saying that he could be Ma'ariv Pas? If I could be Kona Shvisa somewhere else, just by saying it, what do you mean the Chum are being Mekil, that I could put Pas there? I could even just say it and not even send a Shliach with Pas there. So I don't even need to be Ma'ariv Baraglav. So Tosa suggests that the Kula is, in a case where there's no landmark, there's no clear landmark that you're able to identify to say that you're being Kona Shvisa, so the only other option is not to actually walk there. You can send a Shliach with bread and put it out at 1,500 amos, 2,000 amos away from where you are, and that would work as well. That's the Kula of Erev Bepas. So now that we have this Machlokas Amorayim about how to understand the Machlokas Tanayim, Tanya Kavaseh, Rav Nachman, we have a Braisa that supports Rav Nachman, that the Machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is Legabe and Ashir, whether he could be Koveya Shvisa in the place where he's standing right now without the benefit of any bread. But as far as being Koveya Shvisa at some other place, Al Yedei Amira, that for sure works. I mean, that everyone agrees only an Ani is allowed to do and not an Ashir. So Echron, the Braisa says as follows, Echron Ani ve'Echron Ashir Ma'arvin Bepas, V'lo Yetzi Ashir Chutz L'Tchum. Both an Ani and an Ashir could be Ma'arvin Bepas, and an Ashir cannot go outside of the Tchum and Erev Shabbos V'yomar Shvisasi B'mekomi, and say that my Shvisa is in my location, V'shalom Ma'arvin Beregel L'mishaba Badarech V'chashka, because the whole Inyan of being Ma'ariv Beregel is only if you're traveling and it's getting late. That even in such a case where you're Kovea Shvisa, where you're standing and not at some distant location, the Chum only allowed it for a person who's traveling, meaning an Ani. But someone who's home is not allowed to go and be Ma'ariv Baraglav, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. You got to use Pas, that's the Yikra Erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher, whether you're home or whether you're traveling. Ma'arvin Baraglav, you could be Ma'ariv by being there. V'yetze Asher Chutz L'Tchum V'yomer Tei Shvisasi B'mekomi. And Asher is allowed to go outside the Tchum and say, this is where my Makom Shvisa is, Vizui Karo Shel Eruv, and that is the Iker of an Eruv. That's the Iker Din of an Eruv by going by foot. V'yitiru Cham L'bal Abayis L'shloach Eruvo, B'yad Avdo, B'yad Beno, B'yad Shlucha, B'shvil L'hakel Olav. And we have a Kula that you could send somebody else with the Eruv. So you see from the Brice that Rav Nachman is correct, that the Machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about an Asher who wants to be Ma'ariv Baraglav. And since Rabbi Yehuda says that an Asher is allowed to go out and be Ma'ariv Baraglav, you also see that he's Moda, that an Ashir is not allowed to be Kovea Shvisa, but somewhere else with just Amira, because otherwise he wouldn't have to go out, just let him be Kona Shvisa right where he is. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, so the Braisa continues, Maisa Banche Beis Mamal, Banche Beis Gurion, Ba'aroma, one time there were these people in a place called Aroma, Shei Mechalkin, Grogros, they were splitting up dried figs, Vitzimukin, and dried grapes, La'aniyim, B'shnei B'tzavres, for Aniyim in years of famine, Ubar, Aniyim Kfar Shichin, V'Aniyim Kfar Hananya, and people who lived 2,000 amos away from Aroma came, and they were Kovea and Erev Shabbos Biragleyem at 2,000 amos distance from their village, and then the next day they came to this area, this place called Aroma, in order to get their share. So this, Rabbi Yehuda says, you see a raya that even an usher could be koveh shvisa biraglov, because the Anshe Kfar Shichin and Kfar Hananya were aniyim, but nevertheless they're treated like ashirim as far as eruv, because they went out of their house to be kona shvisa. So they had started in their home, and in that sense they have a din of ashirim. Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Daika, that we could be medayik from the Mishnah as well, like Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yehuda is only matir for an usher to be ma'ariv b'makom acher al yidei amira to be koveh shvisa. It is not matir al yidei amira, only al yidei raglav. Dekatani mishi yatzei leil chliyah shemarvin la. If a person goes out to a city, from his city on erev Shabbos to go to another city that's 4,000 amos away from his city, vechziru chavero, and then after he starts to go, his friend brings him back and says, you know, it's too cold, it's too hot, or whatever, and it's not worth traveling right now. So he goes back home, and now he wants to go to that city. He's allowed to go because he was there on Erev Shabbos. But all the other members of his city, it's outside their tchum. Why is he different than everybody else? We're talking about someone who has two houses, one in this city and one in the other city. And there's 4,000 amos in between them. So you, kiven denafka leorcha, since he went out on the road, havalei ani, he now has the status of an ani, and therefore he's able to be kona shvisa there. But vahana chashirim ninu, everybody else has the status of an ashir. Alma, so you see from there, is called b'makom ploni, ani in ashula. Whenever you're being kona shvisa there, at makom ploni, at a particular location, that's not the location you're in right now, only an ani is able to be kona shvisa in such a way, but not an ashir. Shema mina, we in fact see from there, like Rav Nachman had said. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Masni Lei. Oh, yeah. Sorry, 6:55. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you. Yeah.